Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, we're back here. Patriot Day Wednesday, September 11th. Partly cloudy sky, a whole lot of smoke, and 61 degrees. As promised, he is in once again, because I'll tell you what, busiest club in town, Red River Area Sportsman's Club. Greg Giroux in studio. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
I am doing just fine. And looking at your list of things, you come in, it's like, we forgot one.
Well, we did, and we should have talked about that last time I was in, but...
I'm going to let you go. Okay. I'm just going to let you go. You all got right. A list of things.
I got a half hour here. So. One of the things the club participates in is a program called Sportsmen Against Hunger. And what that is, the deer season is open, and the big game is coming up and so on. If for some reason a person goes out, harvest an animal and cannot use all of the meat that's available to them, we have a program where they can take it to either Fairmont Lockers or Manoc Meats. They will process that animal for them, and then the meat goes to the local food pantry.
Nice.
Sportsman's Club, along with our partners, will pay for the processing. So the individual that turns in the deer doesn't cost them anything.
Does that happen a lot? People coming in with stuff and...
We have, over the years, we've had a number of them, and one just happened here a week and a half ago. A young man was bow hunting out on his family's property and harvested a deer and made the decision that he wanted to donate it, and did. He took it to Manox. They took care of it, and... it'll be part of the food that goes to the pantry.
All right. What a great resource.
Yeah. And like I said, it doesn't cost the individual anything. The club and our partners will take care of it.
Okay.
So, and then later on, I don't know the exact date, but we have been doing hide and carcass dumpsters in town. Tractor Supply has been very generous and allows us to... park the dumpsters out there along with the Blazer Express. And last year, before they pulled it, I went out and took some pictures, and it gets very well used.
Mm-hmm.
The best part of that is when we first started doing it, we had a report from the local game warden, and he said, "I'm really glad you're doing that. I get very few calls about carcasses being dumped in ditches or shelter belts or whatever," and he was getting a lot of them before that.
So it's doing what it's supposed to do.
It was doing exactly what it's supposed to. So
good.
So that'll be coming up as soon as I find out the dates. I'll let you know, and we'll get that out so everybody can use that one if they choose.
Right.
And that's part. You know, if you want to process a deer and you bring it home, you know, what do you do with the leftovers? Well, this is what we're trying to handle, and we don't want anybody taking it out and dumping it in a ditch anywhere.
Right, so, another great outlet.
You bet. Okay, this coming weekend, our partner, head of the Red Gun and Archery Club, is having their annual Clays of Glory shootout. September 14th, starts at noon, and they have a lot of games out there. Plus, this year, they've added a rib cook-off.
All right.
I'm going to have to go check that one out.
Bribe us with food. That always works.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. So if you want to go out and have some fun, bring your shotgun. Stop out at Head of the Red on Saturday the 14th. And it starts at noon. And it says it's going to go through 7:30 in the evening. But if everybody wants to keep shooting, I bet they'll keep her open.
I bet they will. Yeah, I'd put money on that.
Yep. Now, the Sportsman's Club, this is a direct one. This is our annual waterfall hunt. It's the Marv Manoc Youth Waterfall Hunt. It's also on the 14th. The night before, we do some trap shooting for the kids that want to go on the hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go out to the Teewalkin Refuge. We've got all the decoys already placed and so on. We've got a number of mentors that come out and help. And once the young folks are done with their hunt, they come into the mechanics building down on the Tiahuacan Refuge, and we feed them breakfast.
What a great experience.
Manok sausage.
All right.
Ooh, that's some good stuff. And sausages and pancakes. So if anybody's interested in getting involved in the waterfowl hunt, hunters must be 16 or younger. And if you go to the Red River Area Sportsman's Club website, it's rrasc.net. Under the events tab, there's a way to sign up.
Okay.
And if you go ahead and sign up, even if there's we cap it at 20 kids because it's easy to manage. But if you go in and look and there's more than 20, go ahead and sign up. If somebody drops out, everybody moves up. So, you know, that final day, we'll make a selection and then let everybody know. We meet in town here at the community center, and away we go out to the Tiahuacan Refuge, and it's a fun day. Usually they're back in town by 1 o'clock, 1:30.
Okay.
So we kind of dovetailed this in. You get back in town, you can go out to Head of the Red.
See?
Yeah.
Nice. Good arrangement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. The next one. This is October 5th. This is our annual youth pheasant hunt, and the same thing applies. You go to the website, and under the events tab, sign up. The night before, we go out to the trap range north of Morton and do some shooting and safety, and there's a light lunch served.
Okay.
Same thing happens here. Once the hunt is done, they come in, and we serve them breakfast again. Manok meat sausage and pancakes. Ooh, I'm hungry. That's some good sausage.
That gets your mouth watering.
Thinking about it, yeah. If anyone's interested, 16 and younger, that wants to go on the hunt, go to the website under the events tab and sign up. That's October 5th. We go to some private land out by Hankinson,
mm-hmm.
and we've been doing that for the last few years. I think I've told you, if I was a deer or a pheasant, I know where
that's
I'd
where
love
you'd want to live.
Oh,
yeah,
man, that is so nice out there.
Now.
Okay. Saturday, October 19th, the Sportsman's Smoker, 35th annual. And we're at the community center. Doors open at 4 o'clock. Open to the public. We've got all kinds of games and raffles, ladies' raffles, silent auction, meat raffles. A $20 ticket will get you in and get you in a drawing for a couple of firearms and some cash prizes. We're going to feed you that. Feed you that night, too. We've got wild game stew, wild game chili. We were talking about Sportsmen Against Hunger and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And we have had individuals turn in animals where they want it to go specifically to the smoker.
To that, yeah.
Yeah. So we need, you know, we're looking at about 120 pounds of meat when we do all this cooking. So it's pretty nice.
Yeah,
to
you're
going to
feed. You usually feed us pretty well.
Oh, we
yeah.
do.
Nobody leaves there hungry.
It's there all night long. Yep. So if anybody that's younger than 18 wants to go, you need to be accompanied by a parent or guardian. But this is the fun night. This mm-hmm. this drives everything the club does. All the youth activities, all the adult activities, all the programs that we have with various organizations around the area. This is the big one, and we concentrate a lot on this one where, like I said, it drives everything we do.
Mm-hmm.
So currently we're out working on donations, and the nice part about being in this part of the country, you know, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wilkin, and Richland,
mm-hmm.
we have some big supporters out there.
All right.
They like what we do, and they're very generous, and we certainly appreciate that.
Never heard say have friends.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
All right.
So, and then, let's see, the week before, I've got them printed.
All right.
These will be the trivia question prizes that you'll be giving out.
It's okay.
Guest passes to the event. It's on the 19th again. We're open at 4, and come on down and have some fun. Enjoy the evening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to enjoy.
Well, yeah. We packed the place. I guarantee you that. I think I told you this before. One of our club members is into architectural drawing and mm-hmm. different things. She has a CAD program. We measured the community center and we did a table layout so we can get maximum density in there and we can still get people to move around.
Sure.
So, you know, we've got it figured out.
Absolutely.
So you want something to do on October 19th, come on down to the community center. Last few years, there has been some tickets available at the door.
Okay.
You know, we're out pushing tickets now.
Right.
But
I wouldn't take that chance.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, just get them early.
We'd like to get them sold early, but, you know, if for whatever reason somebody shows up, I don't think we'll turn them away.
No. I put them in there with a shoehorn, but
well,
you won't turn them away.
We'll squeeze them in a little bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We've got a number of things that we've got going for that event. We've got a sponsor program now. And like I said, we're out doing donations, and many of the businesses in town here are really generous. You know, it's been a wonderful thing. And I was thinking about this the other day, to write a story about where the club should be, and I keep coming back to this little corner of North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be here.
Right.
Because, you know, what we're doing, people like, and they're out there and they will support us, which
serves
is
a great
really
purpose.
Great.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
A couple other things that are going on later on. Well, actually on the 19th as well, and this is the Ladies Rooster Roundup. It's a pheasant hunt strictly for the ladies. We go out to the same piece of property that we were talking about out in the Hankinson area.
Mm-hmm.
And part of this is now they blend the two. When this is over with, they come to the smoker.
All right.
We had some ladies last year that set the mood for the whole
I'm sure.
Group of people that were in there, and we had a ball. It was more fun to watch.
Oh, I love it.
The last one, we've got October 26th, and this is the pheasant hunt for the Band of Brothers.
Yeah.
This is disabled veterans that we get out and support. I believe they're based out of Foxholm, but don't quote me on that one. But we're out supporting this one. I don't have a lot of details on it.
Mm-hmm.
My project chair, Mark Eltoff, and I need to talk a little bit more. I'll have some more detail on this later on.
Fantastic.
But
other than that,
there's
not
there's
a whole lot happening.
Well, there's a few more things in the stack, but we'll get to that someday.
Okay, we got a lot of time. You're going to be back in.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
See, not next week, the week after.
Week after.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Greg.
We'll be back. We'll talk more about some of the events that are going on, and then we'll really get into detail on the smoker.
Sounds good. Greg, always great to have you in, my friend.
A lot of fun.
Red River Area Sportsman's Club, a lot going on. We're going to be talking about it, too, each and every day here at the Voice of the Valley. 920 AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Listening to the radio.